All right, so welcome. My name is Stacey Cogswell, and I am joined by Justice Sikakani, and this is Campfire Stories.
Welcome all to Campfire Stories. Stacy and I are unbelievably excited to be launching this podcast series of real stories with various individuals and different journeys in their careers around Salesforce.com, with Catalyst being a trailhead or just continuous learning for that matter. On this particular episode, we're going to have an awe-inspiring story with Rachel Park. She is within the community. She is a part of the Salesforce Ohana and some of the challenges she's had over the last several years and how she's gone from losing her certified administrator certification and coming back to being certified and the road traveled to get there. Completely inspiring.
Wow. And I know Rachel is connected with a lot of people in the Salesforce community, but I did not know her story. I was not familiar with her and what she's done, both in and out of the Salesforce ecosystem. So this was just a great inspiration for me to hear how hard she's worked, and then had to let go and then work to gain back again. What an incredible story. And just as you know, like that's what we want this podcast to be about. A little history is this podcast came as an inspiration from Dreamforce 2017. Justice, you and I got to spend a lot of time together. And how often did we get sidetracked from something on our agenda because we would just stand around and talk to someone, asking them their story, or they would ask ours. And that just ended up being a major part of the
Yeah, no,
Dreamforce
I agree
week.
100%. Whether it was running into you and I running into Vala Afshar and Tiffany Bova, or running into Daniel Peters, to a number of folks, the Gift Squad. There was a lot of Corey Snow out of Boston there. There were a lot of organic conversations catching up that were just, when you think about it, Stacey, it was really just, we were catching up and hearing the stories of these individuals and where they're at, their career, their just their overall general stories in life, right? And I think that ultimately served as the catalyst for where we're at today, Campfire Story.
And whether you're just getting started with Salesforce, like Cynthia and Yancey, or whether you've been part of it from the inside, like Vala and Dana Hall, or if you're a longtime Salesforce user admin like you and I think that stories are great to share where you're from, where you're at, and where you're going, and then what you're using to hit those goals. So Trailhead, of course, being a big tool for a lot of people to either start their career or
You know,
further their
as I
career.
think about that, as you were explaining that, Stacey, I thought of a member within the community. I'm not sure where he's located geographically, but he's definitely across the pond. Mark Tossel. I hope I didn't butcher his name, but his journey, I've been watching him from afar, right? He's doing a lot of great things with Einstein Analytics, and his journey's completely been an inspiring one as well. He's leveraging Trailhead quite a bit actually to kind of serve as the educational piece for how he builds out these Einstein dashboards and how he's, better serving his organization and the opportunities that that's created for him, even with speaking. At community-led events, I think he had an opportunity to speak at Dreamforce. He's become a thought leader within the community in the space of Einstein Analytics, and he has Trailhead to thank for serving as the educational component to help get him to where he's at as a perceived subject matter expert. So those stories continue to be inspiring, and I think this podcast, the intention of it, is to just broadly share those stories. And you never know who you're going to inspire, whether it's Ranger Yancey or it's Cynthia Hill or whomever.
So, and Rachel, I'm so glad that she was able to be our first episode, our first guest. Her excitement and enthusiasm is just through the roof. In fact, she said that she was so excited while on our podcast that she forgot all about, you know, mentioning her awesome team and the people that she works with. So on her behalf, we need to give a shout out to Imagine CRM and how proud she is to be a member of their team and how awesome she says that they are. So yay, Imagine CRM. So very cool. So thank you guys for joining.
And if you want to give a follow please, to Rachel, her Twitter handle is Survivor Moda. So
Excellent. All right. So share this podcast with others and help us spread the word and share these stories. Cool. All right. So, and with that, here's Rachel.
Awesome.
Cool. So Rachel, welcome. We are so excited to have you on this week's episode.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. Very excited. So, this is about your trailhead story. So tell me about, or tell us your level, your rank. Do you know how many badges that you currently have?
I just hit Expeditioner, which I believe is one rank from Ranger. And I think you have to have 50 badges. I could be wrong because I get all the numbers and ranks confused. No, I think you need 35, maybe.
Oh, the 35. Okay.
I don't know. I get all the numbers confused, but I'm an expeditioner, right? So whatever the badges and points are for that, I'm there. I was really trying to hit Ranger by the end of the year, but given there's about a week left, I think that might be a little ambitious. So I've resigned myself that expeditioner would be okay. So that's where I'm at. So.
Expeditioner is great. That's great. So how long have you been doing badges?
I had to actually step away from Salesforce for a couple years to deal with my health. And so I've actually just kind of come back into it like a little less than a year ago. And I started accruing them then. And honestly, when I left, last time I was working with Salesforce before my medical break, you did not have Trailhead. So it's really interesting. Like I tell people now, I'm like, remember the workbooks? And people are like, what? So, you know, I have a stack of workbooks here still that, you know, we used to all get together at events and we would all take time at the, like 2 hours at the event to do the workbooks together, you know? So it's really nice. Yeah. To
Yes. Justice doesn't know those days. He was not a workbook user.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting really because Trailhead has certainly evolved, obviously, in the last several years. But when I first joined Trailhead, there were no trail mixes. There wasn't any Trailheart. You know, some of these new features that were just announced at Dreamforce. But it's interesting that, you know, regardless of when you come into the whole Trailhead experience, I mean, it's Trailhead's ready to go, right? I know I've seen on a number of occasions, Zachary Jeans has shared his first Trailhead badge in the form of like a physical piece of paper that was sent to him in terms of acknowledgement around a module he would have completed. But yeah, no, when I first joined Trailhead, I think they just had just over 100 badges available. Mm-hmm. Wow. And now, you know, it's over 320 or 30 or whatever it is now. So yeah, it's definitely continuously evolving. It's interesting. It's inspiring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. They actually just released, I got an email this morning. There are like 11 new badges just released over the weekend. And of course you see the diehards, like Jen Lee is already, you know, working on getting all of those.
Yeah. Yeah. There's there's always new paths and trails and yeah. So it's really interesting. There's always like more points to earn. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people use Trailhead to even get into a Salesforce career, but you had an existing Salesforce career, took some time off, and then how has Trailhead been a part of your return to Salesforce?
It's interesting because I guess when you do Salesforce all day, it's tough to want to look at Salesforce at night. So I have to kind of, you know, get motivated to. So sometimes, you know, when you shut the computer down, you're like, oh gosh, I don't want to look at Salesforce anymore, you know, because you're just in it all day. So I actually, it took me a while to really start earning badges because I was actually working in Salesforce all day. So I think there wasn't maybe as much motivation to kind of get in there and do it. I think if you're brand new to Salesforce and you really want to learn it, it's a great, you know, way to just learn the platform and get in there. And I absolutely get it and like wanting to earn all the badges. I also think like if you're just kind of a double-edged sword when you're so busy doing Salesforce during the day, it's hard to have time for Trailhead at night. so it's kind of a balance you have to find. But lately, yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to do like this one badge. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I just need one more badge to hit the next rank. And then, yeah, it's like 3 hours later. So it's a slippery slope.
No, I think that's very inspiring. And, you know, you have a very inspirational story, Rachel. And, you know, just from your first experience of joining the Salesforce community, and then obviously, unfortunately, and, you know, being subjected to health-related concerns and needing to exit temporarily, but then being able to jump back into the ecosystem, in pursuit of becoming certified and leveraging Trailhead as a learning mechanism. Maybe could you share with us a little bit in terms of, you know, having to exit the Salesforce community temporarily just due to health-related concerns, and how easy did you feel it was to kind of get back on that horse with utilizing Trailhead to kind of pick up where you left off in terms of, you know, building, an understanding on where the ecosystem had grown to?
Sure. Would you mind actually if I kind of went back to Salesforce and also kind of that time right before I had to take my break, because like that whole timeline and circumstances that year, I think will explain a lot kind of where I am now. Mm-hmm. So I had actually just been certified. I'm an admin. I'm a clicker, not a coder. I'm, you know, very proud of that. So I had become a certified admin, and I'd actually not passed the test the first time. And if you do, that's amazing. But if you don't, that's okay. A lot of us happens to a lot of us. So
absolutely,
you know, yeah, I had worked really hard to get that certification and was on my way. I had a very just demanding Salesforce position at the time. It was really stressful. I just want to preface this with, for those that don't know, I'm also a Korean adoptee. So actually what happened that year, just to give you a sense of the timeline, about March or April of that year, I went to Korea to visit a friend. And while I was there, I found my birth father, which was extremely surprising, super emotional, unexpected. But that happened. Wow. Yeah, I came back to a pretty demanding Salesforce position. Did not take any sort of break, didn't really process it, frankly. Just went right back to work and life. And about June of that year, I was let go. August of that year, I turned 40. and then September, I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. And then everything went on pause. Salesforce life, everything. So, and I had just gotten the certification, as you know, certification only lasts a year. I had 15 rounds of chemo, 3 surgeries, and 32 radiation treatments, which resulted in over a year of just treatment. And so I lost my certification. To step back in, where my mind was coming back to just getting back to life after cancer, you have to understand I went from having this very like busy, you know, kind of demanding professional life, and then everything just stopped. And really, I tell people like cancer was really my job that year, and like getting through it and healing, that was like my only focus. And then coming back, you know, getting back to normal, quote unquote, what does that look like after cancer? And it's not that easy, because you've just spent this year going through this, you know, incredibly life-changing experience. And so I really had to reassess, like, what do I want to do now? Because if there's ever time to think about that, that's really it. I mean, I don't know how that experience doesn't change you. And so one thing I really promised myself was, I felt like before cancer, I was surviving, but I felt after I wanted to live. And I felt like I wasn't, I was doing things that I felt I had to do. I was doing things, taking jobs really more about money and things like that. But after that experience, I really just slowed down. You obviously look at life very differently. And the one thing I promised myself I wouldn't do after cancer were things that I didn't want to do. So I really had to pause and take a minute and say, do I want to go back to it? Because honestly, when I thought of it, I associated it with stress and demand. And I just didn't want to live a life of stress after. I mean, I really can't just for my health. So I have a much slower life now. I really wanted to, like, you know, I said, if I'm going to do it again, I want to live with more meaning. I want to create with purpose. I didn't feel like the positions or, you know, jobs I was taking on before cancer really reflected that. It was more about kind of money and whatever. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I had some meaning and purpose with whatever work I did after that. So during treatment, I launched a product for breast cancer survivors, and I still make that product. It's a seatbelt pillow for breast cancer survivors called the Park Puff, and they wear it in the car to comfort their chest from the seatbelt because your chest is so sore, whether it's during chemo, radiation, or surgery. And I continue to make those, and it helps me just feel like I'm helping comfort them in some way and give back to the community. So I continue to do that. And I also am able to, as a consultant, which is, I feel really suited me better. Before I usually was like an on-staff admin. But I found that, you know, at least in the positions I was in, I found you kind of just kept nipping and tucking the same instance over and over. And it's not as challenging, you know, I think as I would have liked, and it wasn't really growing my skills. So I found that consulting has really suited me more. And it also allows me the freedom of working from home. And so, you know, it allows me to have kind of a slower life and like really prioritize my health. And that's really like more of a priority to me now than the things that I prioritized before. So it's really like kind of shifted all that. And so, yeah, I remember saying to a friend, like, I don't know, like if I go back to this, am I going to live, you know, I don't want the life that I had. And, you know, they had to really like remind me, well, you're doing it your way and you're doing it with meaning. And so, you know, I work with a lot of nonprofits, so that really makes me happy, you know? So, yeah, I feel like I came back into it, but I came back into it kind of on my terms. And so, and in a way that's meaningful to me. And that was really more important to me than anything, than the way I did it before, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, no, that's great. That's amazing. You know, we've all heard the term trailblazer, and, you know, by definition, it's a term that's synonymous with being a pioneer or an innovator or a person that just sort of makes a new track, right? And you had gone down a path in your life that, you know, due to education or knowledge or experiences, you know, you ended up at a certain point and place and time. And, you know, you went through this experience you went through that was, you know, in my interpretation, traumatic. And you pivoted and you found a way to stay resilient and to create a new track and in those means be prosperous in those terms. So I think that's highly, highly fulfilling. I don't know about you, Stacey, but, you know, I think about little things day to day that I deem as inconveniences in terms of what I'm trying to achieve in life. But when you put into perspective what Rachel had to go through, it's fascinating.
Yeah, I love the phrase that you said, Rachel, that you're going to do life on your, or you're going to come back on your own terms. And I think that's important. We all have things that we value in life, and we put different priorities on different things. And so I think it's important that your work reflects your life, not the other way around. And that doesn't mean that you can't be a trailhead junkie or, you know, fully involved in the Salesforce community or, you know, any other role in life. But, you know, you do it in moderation, and with the things that you want to prioritize, you do. And I think that's excellent.
Thank you. And I actually forgot to answer your question about coming back, a main point about coming back, if it's okay to add this. Yes. I actually, you know, since I lost my certification, I remember when I did come back, First of all, you have to understand Lightning was not really a thing when I left. Trailhead was not around when I left. So when I came back, it was like, oh my gosh, like I just felt so behind. I mean, I think anytime you take over a year off from any technology platform, it's already just moved, you know? So far, I mean, there were so many changes by the time I came back. So feeling like I had to kind of, it took a while to feel like I was just kind of getting like back up to speed. And, you know, it frustrated me to know that I had been certified, but now I had to keep explaining like, well, I had been certified, but this is what happened and this is why I'm not certified, but I knew that I could get it again, but like it wasn't going to be an easy road. So just feeling like I would get frustrated myself feeling, and I think it was just being cancer survivor in general, in all kinds of areas of my life where you feel like you have to work so hard to kind of get back where you were. It did feel like that for a while. So especially with the certification, but I took it again, I did not pass. So everyone who doesn't pass the first time, it's okay. And I literally was like, okay, maybe I'll wait a week or so. But I honestly, my team leader was actually, you might want to take it pretty soon. Cause then, you know, it's still fresh in your mind. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it again. And what I ended up doing was back when I took it before, remember they did not used to give you the feedback. So now that they give you the feedback, and they kind of tell you what you did or didn't get correct. I took those, so here's the data nerd in me. I took those statistics and kind of figured out what number of answers I actually got correct, depending on the section and the weighting. And I realized that, you know, I was like 3% off. And I was like, I was so close. So I took it 3 days later. I really studied a really heavily weighted area because those answers just carry more weight. And I passed. So I am now certified again. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's cool. And did you use Trailhead to help you study for your recertification?
Some of it I did. Some of it, I always was pretty good at understanding kind of the security model, and that's such a huge part of the test. So I actually watched Who Sees What. Like there's a whole series of like 10 videos that kind of really explain like profiles, roles, and how they all work together. And, you know, security and Salesforce is a mini, mini branch thing. So to kind of understand how all that works together, and that's such a huge part of the test. So I studied that quite a bit. I would watch the videos, I would take notes, and then I would study the notes. And then I honestly still have the book force.com fundamentals. I used that last time, and it's old, but it's still pretty relevant. And so I use that as well. And then, yeah, I did use some trailer for like things that didn't quite look the same. And, you know, Lightning obviously wasn't a thing when I was around. It wasn't a huge part of the test, but I wanted, you know, things that maybe were completely brand new, I would hop on a Trailhead. So that was helpful.
Okay, cool. So you being a security expert, there is a super badge on security. Have you tackled that one yet?
I haven't, because I want to, like, I kind of, maybe I shouldn't confess it. I try to do easy badges so I can, you know, so I'm not on the computer all night. But yeah, the super badges, I just want to, like, those are involved, right? You take notes, you pay attention. Like, I really want to, like, be really present when I do those. So I haven't quite tackled those yet, but they're definitely on my to-dos.
Cool. They're great for a Salesforce Saturday. You don't have to do them all at once. You can break them down into, you know, multiple sessions for sure. Yeah,
that's good to know. I think I see all the steps. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much. I'm like, let me just go do a really quick 25.1. So, yeah, that's what happens. But that's good.
So
good to know.
What's something that you have learned how to do with Trailhead, or even something that you've read about one of the, you know, easy readers? What's something that you were excited to learn on Trailhead?
I just actually did a few for communities. I had never set one up before. Do you remember when Solutions was around? Like,
yes.
I'm dating myself. But like, you know, that kind of phased out and then became knowledge, and now knowledge is kind of part of community. So yeah, it was interesting to kind of see how that's evolved. And I'd never released that one up. So I went through, like, you know, the badges where you set one up, you know, and so that was interesting to kind of just see how that works. And yeah, I always hear people talk about communities, but I've never set one up or really had interaction with one. So that was a great practice to earn those badges.
That's cool. You know, Justice and I have spent some time talking about even some of the non-technical badges that we've had the ability to read through and learn from. You know, the professional development ones on, you know, as a consultant, you know, they talk a lot about, you know, running a project, you know, being process oriented, you know, center of excellence, and then also the diversity and the inclusion, lots of badges on those. So I really love, and, you know, and Justice, feel free to chime in here if you'd like, but I love that Trailhead is not just about understanding the Salesforce platform, but it really is about helping you to be better overall as an employee, an employer, a human being.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it on the head, Stacey. You know, Bala Afshar, chief digital evangelist with Salesforce, obviously is oftenly traveling domestically, and I would think globally as well for Salesforce. But most recently, he was in Toronto interviewing with BNN. And the dialogue, BNN is similar to that of a CNN or I can't think of a direct comparison, but anyways, they're a well-known news outlet and publication out in Toronto, Canada. But anyways, he was interviewing with somebody there, and they had asked the question of, how does a company get more well-versed on artificial intelligence, blockchain, cryptocurrency, you know, these relevant topics that are emerging now in the fourth industrial revolution within the 21st century. And Val's response was, Salesforce has created this free gamified platform that gives you an ability and opportunity as an organization to get equipped and tooled in these various spaces around these new technology and their enablement capabilities for your businesses. So the point is Trailhead isn't just about learning Salesforce from the perspective of a business user, a developer, and an administrator. They've actually evolved into, best practices around managing your employees. Like Stacey said, diversity and inclusion, and organizations or even individuals that just want to get skilled in a particular area can take on those opportunities with Trailhead, and you don't have to be a Salesforce customer or a Salesforce employee to sign up and get set up. So no, I think that's, it'll be interesting to see how Trailhead continues to evolve. I know that Salesforce internally has Trailhead badges that are specific to Salesforce employees. So it's, you know, there's multiple arms that are branching out from what we know as Trailhead today, and it'll be interesting to see how they continue to grow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I just completed some too for Agile, like Agile and Scrum versus Kanban. And so, you know, that was, it was interesting to hear how Salesforce is using it.
I think from what I understand, sorry, Rachel, they've just adopted that project deployment methodology of Agile. So they have specific Trailhead modules around that. So yeah, it's something you could learn from Salesforce.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really helpful badges, by the way, if you're going to check those out.
So, Rachel, do you have any favorites badges that come to mind?
I don't have any favorite badges, but can I talk about Astro? He's my fave.
Yes, he can totally be your favorite.
I like blank. There's so many badges. I'm like, wait, do I? So, but yeah, Astro's
I think that's day. Okay. I think that's completely fine, because you ask anybody that question, they're like, I've done like 100 badges, but I don't remember anyone specific. But yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think even when you fill out your Trailblazer profile, it asks which is your favorite.
Avatar.
Any mascots, characters?
Yeah.
So Astro would also be mine. I gotta agree with that one. It's a good call there.
Yeah. I should also mention that I'm a tie designer, and so I like Astro because he wears ties sometimes. He's pretty cute, but he's a sharp dresser too.
Very cool. Justice, your favorite? You want to chime in on that one?
Yeah, my favorite Trailhead badge is it's called Change Management, and it's around what you talked about in security. Stacy. And the reason why that's a favorite trailhead badge for me is due to the fact that when I had an opportunity to learn Salesforce and develop a governance strategy and process based on three key components, this trailhead module was the one that got me from being a novice in this area to being a perceived subject matter expert. So it's one I often go back to, even when I was presenting at Dreamforce, Midwest Dreaming, Force Academy LA. This was the trailhead module that I referenced in building out my my PowerPoint content and deck. Just not even necessarily to say, how do you do it? More so to take my direct experiences and then leverage Salesforce's best practices based on that change management module and just kind of affirm and remind myself what are the three key components, what are the best practices, and put that together in a formalized presentation. So that trailhead will continuously resonate and be a favorite of mine.
Awesome. And just a fun fact about me and Justice, I attended just so you know, Justice, Force Academy was my first Salesforce event.
That was my very first
post-cancer Salesforce event. So it was like, I was just so happy to be there. But I also met Justice there and I attended his session about governance. And so it was extremely helpful. So yeah, that's how where I met Justice. And so, yeah. And I don't know if you know Justice, but that was my very first post-cancer Salesforce event. So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
I do recall meeting you, and that was a pleasure on my end for sure. But wow. Yeah. You never know when you meet somebody what, you know, was it? I just assumed maybe this was like your fourth, fifth Force Academy LA or Salesforce conference, like most people that were in attendance. But yeah, thanks for sharing that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was just, for me, I think just as a survivor, as a Salesforce administrator, just, you know, along with the survivorship, I was just so happy to, happy to be there, honestly. And then like, I finally got to go to, I've been to Dreamforce in years. So I just got to go to the most recent one. And then I, Girlforce, which is now Amplify, I actually volunteered with them. They were, you know, I was going to help them with their website. And then a few weeks before Dreamforce, I was like, well, surely they don't want this by Dreamforce. And then careful what you wish for. And then, yeah, then it became a really, you know, a really important project. So we launched that at Dreamforce, and they had a Girlforce at Dreamforce. I keep calling them Girlforce. Sorry, Amplify. Breakfast in Salesforce Tower, which they launched, and they launched the website at Dreamforce, and they shared my story. So just all that, and like just being there as a survivor, being there as a Salesforce admin. And the one thing I will say about Salesforce is that there is no community like this. Like I have as a, you know, admin, I've worked with a lot of tech tools. Like there's the community around Salesforce is, you know, so unique. And it's so, I mean, I've left for like quite a while, but I mean, they've just really welcomed me back and just so helpful and like kind of getting me back up to speed. And, you know, just the community here is like, you know, there's nothing like it around a lot of tech platforms that, you know, there's a lot of tools out there, but you know, the community isn't the same in all of them.
It's so true. So true. It's a unique thing that we get to be a part of, but it's not just being a part of it. It's contributing, right? So it sounds like you're doing a lot in and for the community.
I hope so.
So back to community events, back in Salesforce, back certified, a consultant this time. What's next for you in your trailblazer journey?
Ranger. I'd love to get that Ranger.
By the way,
I was trying.
Stacy just got there. So kudos to Stacy.
Nice. Congratulations, Stacy.
Yes. Yes. Very new.
Congratulations. Yeah. No, good for you. I was hoping to do it by end of year just because there's all these fun Seize the Trail sweepstakes going on, but I might be a little ambitious. not sure if I'll make it by then, but eventually Ranger, hopefully. You know, just the next certification. I have admin, but really haven't had time to kind of look at any of the others. Hopefully advanced admin and kind of working my way up. But yeah, I think if I think about it all, I get a bit overwhelmed. So I'm trying to kind of just like you know, work my way through the path, but in kind of a manageable way. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm also, you know, I continue with my survivor-based business. So that also is very near and dear to me. And I want to continue growing that. So, yeah. And so, you know, just trying to make sure that I'm balancing everything. And, you know, I'm just also really, you know, as a survivor, I think it was tough to kind of like launch that business during treatment. I really was worried, you know, oh my, you know, I remember saying to a friend, like, once I do this, I'm like, I'm going to be cancer Rachel. And not in a bad way, but you just don't want to be so defined by it. Right. Mm-hmm. And like kind of limited by that. And that worried me. And, but they were like, you know, I think if you're authentic, I think if you, you know, help others, like you help me, I think you can help a lot of people. And that was, you know, what, you know, all I needed to hear. So, I did that, but I'm also just really glad that I have other things in my life that aren't so focused on that, you know, mm-hmm. not that I'm not proud of that. And absolutely like, having that experience. And I'm a huge advocate for younger survivors because nobody looked like me during treatment. Everyone had gray hair. Nobody looked like me in chemo rooms, support groups, you know? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just try to be, it's important to me to be a face and a voice for mm-hmm. this sort of community because we aren't very represented. And so, it's important to, but it's also important to have things in life that are not so focused on that, you know? So mm-hmm. Salesforce allows me that. And, you know, and my businesses allow me that. So.
Awesome. Awesome. And so instead of cancer being part of your identity, survivor is mm-hmm. part of your identity. And, that actually is, if people want to reach you, you're on Twitter.
I am, at Survivor Moda.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love that. And your picture has your park puff on the
yes
part of your image profile and everything. So that's yes. excellent.
Yes. And I still use mine every day because it's still there's the seatbelts are still uncomfortable, I think, for a lot of survivors. So I'm not only a founder, I'm a user. So yeah, they're really helpful.
Awesome. Awesome. Little plug there for the
shameless, park puff. You know. Shameless plug.
That's awesome. Well, Rachel, we are so excited that you joined us today. It has been a lot of fun chatting with you and hearing a little bit more about your story. There've been a couple of, you know, articles and blog posts in the past couple of, you know, weeks and months, and it's been really inspiring for me to get to hear your story. And, so glad that you joined us today, that Justice introduced us, and that I know he and I will both be, along with the entire Salesforce community, watching the next steps of your journey, cheering you on, and looking forward to seeing what's next for you. Ranger status, here you come.
Thank you. Hope so. I'm trying to work up to your status. I'll get there eventually. You're already there. So.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. Just really enjoyed being here.
Yeah, no, it's great. Just to echo what Stacy said, you know, it really is, you know, we've talked about this before and I've talked about this with other individuals within the community, but they're just, a lot of us may have experience with other applications or work experiences prior to being immersed into the Salesforce community. And I've often said it, there just isn't another community like the Salesforce community, right? And it, so having an opportunity to just, you know, get a little bit more in depth and hear the very, because everybody's got a story. And to just have an opportunity to hear what your story is and what motivates you and what drives you and what inspires you, Rachel, I think will serve as a source of inspiration to those that listen. So, I mean, it takes a level of confidence and, you know, being comfortable with where you're at to share your story, especially with what you've been through. So, I really, really do appreciate it. It does not go unacknowledged.
Thank you for sharing it. And I can't wait to hear all the other inspiring stories that are, that you'll share later within this podcast. I'm excited to hear all of them.
Awesome. Awesome.